This is Other Side Drives Money Share, and I'm Shannon Williams. The new Circuit of the Americas track constructed east of Austin last year is expected to grow the I-35 corridor in even bigger ways. Part of the requirements in building and funding the track were articulated in strict green or sustainability initiatives from the city. Texas State's Net Impact chapter volunteered Saturday at Circuit of the Americas as part of a cleanup crew to help manage sustainability efforts at the events. Siblings Megan and Andrew Stockberger use extendable clamps to pick a plastic bottle out of the trash and transfer it to the receptacle for plastic. Volunteers make sure that trash in incorrect receptacles does not exceed 10%. If more than 10% of the compost or recycling is unusable, all must be tossed to a landfill.
Here from Net Impact, we are teamed up in collaboration with TDS, Texas Disposal Services, and we are here to educate people on exactly where to throw things. For example, compost, if it's anything that's alive, paper, towels, food, they have things called side kickers that are attached next to the big trash can. And also they are another ones called X-frames. And those are for plastic, aluminum foil, and paper towels.
The event sports a huge magnitude in revenues at the event and in the city. But that money can be tied to waste. As the cars zoom past on the track and fans capture images with their favorite drivers, attendees grow hungry for food and merchandise that must find its way to a landfill or plastic and paper recycling plants. For a self-proclaimed live music capital of the world, Austin is no rookie to the vast amounts of trash created by large crowds. But at the new track, city developers required a higher standard for the construction of Circuit of the Americas to begin. Stipulations included the purchase of 15,000 in carbon offsets annually and a site-wide composting and recycling program. Texas State Accounting Senior John Entrener says a green approach can sustain the environment and the business's budget.
And from the standpoint of like trying to reduce and just having the same idea, you know, and be more sustainable, I think what comes along with that is just using less resources in general, using less cups. If you're making efforts to clean it up, efforts will be made also on the other end to just have less resources be used in general, which saves money. So,
around the park, these initiatives don't seem to come at a cheap price. Volunteers with their own gas-guzzling vehicles traveled out to the park to assist with the waste management project. However, if these initiatives are successful, music festivals of the live music capital may have a higher standard to match. From the other side of radio, this has been Money Share, and I'm Shannon Williams.